For so many athletes, even if they aren't getting their so-called Peace Corps experience, they would love to have the opportunity to take sports and take all those character lessons and impact young people who are so hungry, so thirsty for this kind of teaching and this kind of mentoring.
Well, you know what, Nick? It's called giving back. These athletes today have so much that has been given to them, and in terms of reaching the professional level, and it's like Charles Barkley and Ray Lewis and all these people that are out there that have gained millions and millions of dollars to be able to give something back to the poor, destitute people in Africa. Let me tell you a real quick story. You were in Washington when we had our international Congress there. A guy from Liberia is there, and he's part of our system, but what he does is he works for an organization here in the States, a nonprofit called the Hope Foundation. What they do is they send him throughout the United States with the athletes that he's identified throughout Africa to give them scholarships. Some of these athletes, I guarantee you, will be playing in the NBA, because what they're doing is recruiting the athletes over there, and they're going to be more and more and more, not only from Africa, but from Asia and so on. And we need to be looking at that not from a standpoint of what our American athletes are able to gain and give back, but what everybody needs to give back to sports, because they're all going to benefit tremendously.
Okay, well, that's almost the last word. Andy Jacobs, we'll give you the last word in our youth sports segment for today. Thanks, Fred, for joining us, and let's build on this theme of doing more so that it's not just the Peace Corps, it's not just AmeriCorps, it's not just government-based supported programs, but it's the initiative of universities and education centers to build leadership, to build the real kind of education that lasts for a lifetime. Dr. Jacobs, final thoughts.
Well, I think what Fred just said, it hits it on the spot. You know, we've got an opportunity here, because the world is expanding in terms of everything's becoming closer via the internet and everything else, and I think we've got a great opportunity to educate and help people out to make sports the venue that can really help people become better people in the end.